steps.
Fourth paragraph, Sofa Mishnah Beis. The first Mishnah talked about certain things that one place is more machmir, another place is more mekel. So similar to Yotze Beis, a similar situation to this is also Moilas Peyos to Shviyas. Malkum Shapol, Malkum Shalokol. That's Halacha on Shmita. You're allowed to eat fruits that you have in your possession only as long as there's some fruit that remain in the field for the animals to eat. When there's nothing left in the field, you have to be mafia everything you have. So there's different parts of Eretz Yisrael. If a person originally was in a certain, let's say, northern Eretz Yisrael, which there's no fruit for the animals, and no more, let's say, no more apples for the animals in the field, and he goes further south, and over there still are apples. So if he goes from the place which there's no more apples, Malkum Shalokol, most places there still are apples, oh Malkum Shalokol, Malkum Shalokol, or if he went the other way around, Chayv Levayer, he has to get rid of, those payers. In other words, if he took them from a place that where they grew, there's nothing left, even though he's brought it to a place where there are something left, he still has to get rid of it, because he go by the place where it grew. And the other way around, if he brought it from a place that was not finished yet, and he brought the place that it was finished, even though where it originally grew, he should still be able to eat it. But since he brought it to the part of Eretz Yisrael which everybody's getting rid of their payers, he has to get rid of his payers also. Yudaima Oinamai Sei Vahove Lacha Af Ato. Yudah says, tell him to go and bring some more of this. Now, very ambiguous statement. The Gemara says, so this is a new discussion. If you have a pickle jar, and you're pickling, we saw this in Shvi'is, let's say, tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers. And the tomatoes and cucumbers are finished, and the peppers were not yet finished. So Tanakhama says, since one of the three minim that are in this jar still remains in the field, you'll have to eat all of them. Whereas the Buddha says, no. You look at each one individually. The one that remains, you're still allowed to eat. Ones that do not remain, even though they're in the same jar, but the mice of that species does not remain for the animals in the field, and therefore, you have to get rid of it all.